The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed.
Don't you see what's happening?
Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist.
If they assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I feel really encouraged. The President of the United States yesterday told us his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan will end inflation and end bad weather. So thank goodness we got like the wizard. He's going to control the weather. The Wizard of Oz. He goes from being King George the other day to the Wizard of Oz. And don't you love how he swears he doesn't want to punish anybody? He's a capitalist. He's all about just paying your fair share. Come on, man. If you're making $400,000 or more, you're not paying your fair share. And for once and for all, once and for all, can somebody tell me what one's fair share really is? Let's listen to the wizard over here who's going to control the weather. He literally said that. Let's play cut one first, Yuri. $3.5 trillion infrastructure. What is infrastructure? According to Jerry Nadler, illegals are human infrastructure. We're going to help pay for that. We've got thousands of illegals pouring across the border, and Jerry Nadler, the penguin from the Batman movie, he's babbling about human infrastructure being illegals. Thomas Massie, the congressman from Kentucky, was talking to me. He said, wait a minute, what do you mean human infrastructure? Are you calling illegals human infrastructure? Yes, I am. Yes, I'm Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I mean, these people have no shame. Listen to King George himself talk about his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan.
My Republican friends talk a lot about inflation. But if you want to talk about actually lowering the cost of living for people in this country, my plan does just that. By strengthening the capacity of our economy, we'll also reduce inflationary pressures over the long run. Here's something else my plan does. It confronts the crisis of extreme weather events that we're seeing all around us and around the world, but just here in America. We see it everywhere. We know it's real.
Infrastructure, if you just spend the money, the bad weather goes away. We're going to confront bad weather. No more storms, no more hurricanes, no more tornadoes. It's not going to get too hot. I'm going to give you a musical theater reference, being the musical theater geek that I am, Camelot. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. It's Camelot. Camelot! It's not going to get too hot, not going to get too cold. All we need is $3.5 trillion, don't you know? And you know who's going to pay for it? Well, any of us who have been blessed with financial success. Listen, if you're struggling, and I hate that. If you're making $19,000 a year waiting tables, don't worry. You're not going to have to pay for the infrastructure plan. But if you make $400,000 a year or more, you're screwed. I mean, King George himself said so yesterday.
Big corporations and the super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Just like middle class folks do.
Let's go on an exercise. I want, according to Talkers Magazine, we've got many millions of people who listen to this show every week, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we have a very successful product, that you turn on the radio, you flip on your computer, however you listen to this show, I'm grateful. We have people from all walks of life. I got poor Angeline from Pinellas County, Florida. Angeline can't quit me. She writes emails every day. You're vermin. You're evil. How do you sleep at night? Poor Angeline. I swear I got to meet her someday. I want to hear her voice. I would pay cash money to hear Angeline's voice. In fact, and do I dare say the community where she lives? Tracy, should we call it out? Because I'm trying to say Pinellas County because I want to give her a little bit of cover. Because if it's a small little community, I don't want anybody to give her any flack. But it, can I say it? What is it? Tierra Verde? Verde? What's it called? What is it, Tracy?
Very rich community.
It's a very wealthy community, she says. Ah, well, maybe Angeline is one of those one percenters who isn't paying her fair share. But Angeline of Tierra Verde writes me every single day. She hates me. I'm vile. I'm a liar. All I do is lie. And all she does is listen. And I want to say to this poor lady, if you're so miserable, go listen to NPR. Stop torturing yourself, Angeline of Tierra Verde. Stop writing your stupid emails about how you don't understand how I can sleep at night. Lady, I sleep fine. I got 9 hours last night. I'm feeling like $1 million. It's Friday. It's been quite a good week. But I would like maybe Angeline to answer. And let me start with a personal invitation to her. Or to anyone who might like Biden or be glad that Trump is out of office. You don't like conservatives, but you listen to me every day to torture yourself like Angeline of Tierra Verde does. Here's what I want you to do. Go up to pick up your phone and call 800-655-MIKE. Hey, for you, Angeline, I'll spell it out. I'll spell it out for you. It's 800-655-6453. Call the number and tell me what one's fair share is. If you have let's say you have a small business, and you're successful, $500,000-$700,000 a year, and you're paying 40-45% in taxes. Biden says that's not your fair share. I know this will disappoint Angeline, but I make a pretty good living too. I don't make Sean Hannity money. I don't make Howard Stern money, but I also don't make money like a waiter waiting tables. I looked at my tax returns last night. I was curious. The last full year that I lived in New York as a full-time New York resident, city, state, federal taxes, 48.5%. I gave almost half of my income back to the government. Is that not my fair share? Since I moved to Florida, it's better. Last year, and I would remember, last year I was in Florida almost the whole year because of the pandemic. Almost 40% taxes. It came to 38%. Is that my fair share? How much is my fair share? How much is the fair share of somebody who owns a farm and makes $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $800,000 a year? Somebody who owns a restaurant. Somebody has an insurance agency. Somebody has a small business. Somebody who's a lawyer, a doctor, a pilot. Whatever you do for a living, what is the fair share? Since Biden keeps repeating it like Rain Man, waiting for Judge Wapner at 5 o'clock, pay your fair share, pay your fair share, pay. I guarantee you, somebody knows what the fair share is. What is it? Should I give back 80% of my income to the government? 90? 75? Because, frankly, I think almost half of my income sounds pretty fair to me. Do you know how galling it is for me as somebody pretty successful in my field? I have paid millions in taxes in the last 5 to 10 years. Millions. Again, I make a good living. Is that not my fair share? How much money am I supposed to pay to the Biden administration? I mean, because what I got to fund? I got to fund all those weapons we left for the Taliban, right? I got to pay for that. I got to pay for Biden's infrastructure plan to battle bad weather, right? I got to pay for the Green New Deal, correct? I got to pay for those things. What is somebody's fair share? And listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. I'm not asking this rhetorically. I want somebody to tell me specifically. And Angeline, I'm talking to you. Come out off the beach in Tierra Verde and pick up the phone, Angeline. Get your gold-plated cell phone and call Mike, the guy you hate so much, the guy that you call a liar every day and your vicious emails and your nonstop moaning and whining about my show and that you can't seem to quit, can't seem to turn it off. What's the fair share? Since Biden keeps saying we need people to pay their fair share, what's the fair share? Somebody's got an answer. I'm begging you. 1-800-655-MIKE. Hey, Angeline, I guarantee you, you'll get rid of that satin pillow you sleep on in your mansion there in Tierra Verde. I'll get you a My Pillow. You'll sleep better. Maybe that's her problem. She's sleeping on uncomfortable, overpriced, silky sheets. She's got to get some Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Honest to goodness, the truth of the matter is, if Biden would stop spending, if the whole government would stop spending, maybe we wouldn't need to browbeat people who have had a degree of financial success into paying more taxes. How about 10% for everybody? How about a flat tax? How about everybody with some skin in the game? But again, back to my core question. We'll just spend a few minutes on this. What does Biden mean by people paying their fair share? 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome in to a Friday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. The future is ours.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Biden is paying his fair share of taxes. Have we seen his tax records?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've seen how little he gives to charity because Biden discloses his taxes all the time. He pays pennies. The guy is a miser. He makes Ebenezer Scrooge look like a philanthropist. He doesn't like to pay, and you know, not for nothing, but some of us make a commitment to pay 10% to our church. We give a lot of donations to charity. I am very proud that I feel it's important to give back, and I try to be as generous as I possibly can. And along with paying thousands in taxes, I pay tens of thousands to charity every year. And I believe that's important. Incidentally, for the record, Biden does not. See if you can find his tax charitable giving, Derek. There's a story about that somewhere, I can promise you. But he says that those of us who don't pay our fair share, we need to pay more taxes. But he, and his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan will end bad weather. It's going to tackle good. I may be paying too much in taxes, but think of all the money I'm going to save in umbrellas and boots and parkas. I'm not going to need any more, you know, any umbrellas. What's the fair share? Maybe Diane knows. Diane, when Biden keeps whispering, we got to start paying our fair share, what does he mean?
Well, after 6.5 decades of life, I have unlocked the mystery, finally, of what the fair share is for the rich.
Yes.
It's whatever Biden and his ilk, the progressives, say it is.
That's exactly right. You are right on the money. Bingo. It's whatever they say it is. Thanks, Diane. Anthony, you're up. How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, well, you said you pay millions of dollars in taxes every year.
No, I didn't say that. I said over the last 10 years.
Anyway,
hello?
Let's look at the documents. Anyway, but millions of dollars over 10 years, either way, that's a substantial amount of money. It might not be comparable to the likes of Bill Gates, but you're sitting in a chair speaking into a microphone and making millions of dollars. So, who are the players involved here? Why is your voice so valuable? What are you saying? And who's paying you to say what you're saying? I mean, even if you do donate to charities, what are those charities? And who? I mean, let's look at the charities. I mean, there's so many ways to funnel money, you know. And I believe. Personally, that you're playing the game, brother, you know? So, it's very interesting. It's extremely interesting how the propaganda has been distributed, who's distributing the propaganda, and why? Why? Just why? What is the end game here? What are you doing? So... millions of dollars over 10 years. That's cool. That's cool. I haven't made $1 million in my entire life, bro.
I don't doubt it. Thank you for your call. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
More questions should have been asked with regards to Afghanistan as to what the potential consequences would be so that we could take steps to deal with that. For some reason, that didn't happen, but now we have a situation in Afghanistan that represents a national security threat. We damn well better do what we have to do to protect our security.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Now, you know, we're getting a lot of emails and a lot of text messages about Anthony from Rehoboth Beach. He has called for years. You understand, people like this last guy, first of all, it's very instructive for me. It's a life lesson. I've got to learn to stop interrupting people like him. And I did pretty good, didn't I? I thought I did real well. I just sat back and let him go. And I really do need to do better at that. And I admit it. I get impatient and I want to argue and I get frustrated when people spew lies. But a guy like that, that's beyond like spewing lies. He's just a unhappy man who listens to the Mike Gallagher show every day. That's the mystery to me. So you take Anthony from Rehoboth Beach, that like this last guy, Angeline from, where is it? Vieira Verde or what do we say it was? Vieira, where was it? I keep forgetting the town, so the community she lives in. Vieira, what is it, Stacey?
Tierra
Verde. Okay, we could get Anthony from Rehoboth Beach together with Angeline from Tierra Verde. And Arnold in Philly, we could get and just do a whole day with them. We'd all go crazy. We'd all lose our collective minds. But boy, what fun that would be. So I do have to do better at that, right? I mean, Mark noticed it as well. Mark, I did pretty well at not interrupting that guy, right?
Absolutely. I wanted to compliment you on that because you let him show his ignorance by letting him talk. I'm in my car. I'm yelling at the radio because I can't believe the stupidity of this guy. And as if some evil force plucked you off the street and decided to pay you millions with no understanding of how entertainment, ratings, commercials, why that works.
Or business. Just business. How business works. You know, a business model. I mean, I'm sure he's anti-capitalist. But the crazy part of it is, I'm not kidding you. Folks like him listen every day. Would you torture yourself? Would you torture yourself and listen to a show that made you that unhappy?
Sometimes I put on CNN or MSNBC just to see what's going on, and I last like 20 seconds.
Right.
I can't take it anymore.
But you can't take it anymore. You do a little bit of it. I mean, you wouldn't watch CNN morning, noon, and night. These people listen all... Angeline, I should get you, Mark, I swear, I should get you the list of emails from Angeline in Tierra Verde every day. You're such a liar. How do you live with yourself? You spew lies. You're a Trump supporter. You don't, and it's every day. It's like, honey, come on. Go take a walk. Walk the dog. Walk your goldfish. Play bridge. Listen to, new age music. Do something to stop torture. And same with this Anthony, Rehoboth Beach. He calls all the time. And, it's so funny. The idea that he is surprised that I don't make $29,000 a year is just making my day. It's like, hey, Anthony, I'm not trying to brag, but I have a network radio show. I've spent 42 years in this business, started out in Ohio making about $9,000 a year, and I sort of, that's the way the world works. And Anthony, you too have an opportunity to do well to do well also. Although in your case, I'm not sure. That's cruel. I'm sorry. Honest to goodness. When you talk about taxes, though, and you talk about what is the fair share, do you know how popular it would be for all of us to pay? You want to talk fair share? Do you know about 50% of Americans pay no federal income tax whatsoever? Now, why is that fair? Why is that okay? Why is it normal in Biden world that let's punish people who make $400,000 a year or more, let's punish corporations, let's raise the capital gains from 20 to 25, but only if you make $400,000 or more, and let's ignore all the people who don't have any skin in the game and don't pay any taxes. I envy people who don't have to pay taxes to fund all the weapons we left behind for the Taliban. I envy people who don't have to pay any taxes to fund the illegals who are coming into our country and the health care we have to pay for them and the housing and the COVID they're bringing into the country and all the crap that is coming across the border. Hey, I envy you if you don't have to pay for that. Good for you, because it stinks to have to pay for it. 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show brought to you by Pure Talk. Every day I like to tell you about Pure Talk, saving money. Last month, for example, a ton of Mike Gallagher Show listeners made the switch from AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon to Pure Talk. Don't be chained to one of those overpriced unlimited plans. Keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on a brand new iPhone or an Android. Do what I did, make the switch to Pure Talk. Get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigs of data for $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that too, and you're going to save a fortune. Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company, according to Consumer Affairs. They're the preferred wireless partner of AMAC. From your cell phone, just dial #250 and say the keyword Mike Gallagher. You're going to reach a great Pure Talk rep based right here in the U.S. of A. You're not going to get somebody in Mumbai. You're going to get somebody right here in America who's going to help you make the switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher and switch to Pure Talk. $30 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 6 gigs of data. Great customer service. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Tony, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. Tony, how you doing, sir?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good after Anthony in Rehoboth Beach. I did a pretty good job handling him, don't you think?
I think you did. He should go by Tony, but, you know, that's his choice.
He likes Anthony. Never. That's a good point. Don't trust people who always go by their full surname. Just go, like, nickname. Tony's better. He'd be more relatable.
But anyway, you know what? All the money you've made, you deserve, you know?
I don't think that. I don't feel I deserve it. I've been very lucky. I've been very blessed. And I don't like any of us who have had some degree of financial success being called out by Biden as not paying our fair share. What's the fair share, Tony?
Well, I can tell you, I've spent three of my last 11 years in Afghanistan.
Wow.
In Iraq.
Wow.
And they charge so much. It's like almost 50% of my pay, 40-something percent goes to taxes. What more could you want
right.
from somebody?
And you're literally putting your life on the line. You're serving your country, and they're taxing you through the nose. What's your fair share? I don't think. I mean, for crying out loud, Tony, when is enough enough?
It's never going to be enough. You know, like I said, I'm retired. I'm a contractor now,
mm-hmm.
and my fellow contractors, you know, and military friends that I still have, we pay so much money in taxes and. Why are we going? You know what I mean? Is it worth me going over to Afghanistan, you know, to defend the country? And I was in Kandahar, you know, in 2019 for 9 months.
Right. Wow.
They just took half of my pay almost.
It's sickening. And see, you help put it in perspective, because here you are sharing with us your sacrifice and your commitment to the country. And we honor you for that, Tony. And I mean that. And I wonder why Biden feels you should be punished and punished and punished. You know, that helps put it in perspective. And I always wonder about that big picture. I mean, honest to gosh, I keep kidding about the Anthonys of Rehoboth Beaches of the world who are resentful at somebody who has a, and listen, there's not a day goes by that I don't think about how hard other people work. How much harder people work than I do. I am one of the luckiest people in the universe, and I know, and it could go away tomorrow. It could go away tomorrow. I lose my voice. Something happens. Something goes wrong. Anything could happen. And I know that. I don't take it for granted. But I also know that a guy like Tony should not be financially punished when he's serving his country. It's self-serving for me to whine. I mean, I'm not having to worry about how I'm going to pay the rent. And I get that. So Tony, thank you for helping to keep this conversation in perspective. I mean, here's Biden bragging about being a capitalist. Here's Biden saying, I'm not trying to punish people. Baloney. You are literally trying to punish anybody who you've demonized as having financial success.
Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. It's long overdue. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Just like middle class folks do.
I mean, I'd love for somebody to give me an answer to the question. What is the fair share? What is the fair share? What in the world is he talking about? It's empty, meaningless rhetoric. He also went on a tear about governors, Republican governors, who oppose his vaccine mandate. And wait till you hear what he's doing to states like Florida with the antibodies, with the monoclonal antibody treatment. You want to talk scandal? You want to talk about a crime? First of all, let's listen to King George Biden attack Republican governors like Ron DeSantis.
But we're facing a lot of pushback, especially from some of the Republican governors. The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I propose. And some of the same governors attacking me are in states with the strictest vaccine mandates for children attending school in the entire country. For example, in Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus, and more. These are state requirements. But in the midst of a pandemic that has already taken over 660,000 lives, I propose a requirement for COVID vaccines, and the governor of that state calls it, quote, a tyrannical type move. A tyrannical type move. This is the worst kind of politics, because it's putting the lives of citizens of their states, especially children, at risk. And I refuse to give in to it.
Oh, he's refusing to give into it, right, all right. Do you know what the Biden administration is doing with the life-saving coronavirus antibody treatment? The Biden administration has slashed the doses of antibody treatment to the state of Florida, giving the state less than half of what is needed for a routine week. You wanna talk about vile, evil, petty politics? The Biden administration this week began to cut the distribution of monoclonal antibodies to red states like Florida, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and Louisiana. HHS has been instructed. Wait till you hear the timetable, and I'm going to break it down for you. This is evil stuff. These clowns, these despicable people are absolutely targeting people's health if you make the mistake of living in a state like Florida. I mean, that's the worst kind of politics, King George. You're the worst kind of politics. I'll break it all down for you coming up. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 800-655-MIKE.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the blue. And I don't think they'll miss what they do. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place, the backstabbers. Backstabbers. I keep getting all these visits from my friends.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Gallagher.
I'm listening to you on the radio, and you're speaking for millions and millions and millions of us. Don't let up. Don't give up. You keep up the fight. We're here with you. God bless you. God bless your son, Mike. Stay tough, baby, all right? Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. That you make it worth it. You really do. And there might be sort of creepy, angry, difficult people out there circling and trying to shut us all down. We're not going to let them. We're going to keep fighting the good fight. You need to be aware of some of the things that we're up against. I'm reading from Breitbart. Biden administration sends less than half the antibody treatment to Florida. This week, the Biden administration began to cut the distribution of monoclonal antibodies to red states. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, said HHS will determine the amount of product each state and territory receives on a weekly basis. Well, according to Ron DeSantis, suddenly, after promising a certain amount of the monoclonal antibody treatments to Florida, the Biden administration is yanking it. Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration has sort of, they've reneged. They've completely pulled the rug out from under Florida. And you want to talk about the worst kind of politics? That would be it. Literally threatening the health of people. And the timeline of this, Phil Kirpin has it on his Twitter page. The Biden administration is blindsiding the state of Florida with monoclonal antibody supply restriction. And that's Biden. He's petty. He's king. He's King George. He's gonna exact his revenge. Speaking of Ron DeSantis, we're going to be on stage with him next week. I'm very excited. This coming Thursday, Job Creators Network presenting their Big Small Business Bring Small Businesses Back tour. I'm going to be on stage along with Larry Elder, who's scheduled to join us, Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walzer from Fox Business, and Governor Ron DeSantis. It's going to be a great in-person discussion at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. It's this coming Thursday, September 23rd. Get your tickets now. They're going quickly. TheAnswerTampa.com. You're not going to want to miss this. A great appearance by Ron DeSantis. I'm sure we're going to ask him about his possible presidential aspirations. And how about Larry Elder on stage with us, huh? For tickets, go to TheAnswerTampa.com. TheAnswerTampa.com. Coming up, I'm always uncomfortable when I agree with folks like Bill Maher. But he is calling out the left in a big way, including calling out the liberal news media for scaring people unnecessarily over COVID. That and more all ahead.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.